Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
Hello, and welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. I'm Tom Meglia, financial planner, estate planner, and financial coach with Crown Ministries. How are you? Thank you for being with us today. It's a great Saturday, and today's program is going to be fun. I really like what we're talking about, not that I don't every Saturday, but the name of the program, Knowing the Economy of God, and I'm excited about it. I've been doing this for 27 years in the financial planning industry, financial counseling industry and business and ministry, and I've named the program Knowing the Economy of God because that's what we're studying. God's economy from the Bible, from Genesis all the way through Revelation, 66 books in the Bible. I'm covering every financial topic, every financial and economic principle in the Bible and discussing it, sharing it, and enjoying it. And we're trying to change and conform to what God would want us to be and what God would want us to do in the area of finances and money and stewardship. And to do that, we need to know what the Word says. The Word, of course, is the Bible, the truth. And in the program, when I talk about knowing God's economy, I like to explain that it's based on four separate anchors or principles from God's Word, from the Bible. And the four anchors that God's economy is built around are ownership. Only God is the owner. Stewardship, we're the steward, the role of servant manager for the owner, which is only God. And thirdly, giving is the natural and first order of stewardship. So we're to be good and cheerful and generous givers of time, talents, gifts, and monies. And then contentment, number four. That's the fourth anchor, learning and growing to become content. And of those four anchors, each anchor has four parts in the recipe to understanding each principle that fall under those four anchors. And the four-part recipe is cite the scripture, state the principle, how do you apply it or application, and the prayer of change. Always the prayer of change. So the four-part recipe, cite the scripture, state the economic principle, application, or how do we apply this to our normal living, normal life, everyday life, and the prayer of change, asking God to do the changing in us, asking God to give us the strength to change, to follow Him. It's very important. But there are enemies to all this, and Satan is our enemy, and there's two worldly attitudes I like to bring up about the things that go against God's economy. And one of those two worldly attitudes, I can't say that word today, worldly attitudes, keeping God out of everything. In other words, do something and keep God out of it. And number two, that our ego is supreme and should rule. So the two worldly attitudes, keeping God out of the finances or out of the business and finances that belong to God, and that our ego is supreme and should rule. Those are two worldly attitudes or sins that can cause people to not follow God and follow His economy. And if you go to our website, theeconomyofgod.com, you'll see more about what God says about finances. You can hear past radio programs we've had on different topics relating to God's economy and learn more about myself, Tom Meglia, financial planner and financial counselor. And get a hold of me, email me, give me a call, whatever you need to do to help get a financial game plan set aside for yourself to honor God, a biblical financial plan. So I think that's very, very important that we do that. Now let's get to today's program. Today's program continues in the God is the owner concept. Okay, we're still on anchor number one. We've been doing anchor number one for like 4 months, so we're still on anchor number one, and that is the fact that God and only God is the one and true owner of us, our finances, our talents, gifts, time, relationships, families, churches, everything. God is the owner. And in the fact that God is the owner, we want to remember some terrific scriptures. And again, it's not Tom Meglia that gives you this counsel. It's from the Bible. So it doesn't matter what Tom says. What matters is what the Bible says. So if you think the Bible is saying something different than what I'm communicating, no problem. Just take it in and digest it, work with it, and give some thoughts here. So let's talk about some scriptures, okay? Psalm 24, 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, for he founded it upon the oceans and established it upon the waters. Haggai 2, 8. I don't remember where Haggai is. It's in the Old Testament someplace. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Proverbs 22, 2. The rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Here's another great verse. I love this. 2 Timothy 3:16. You might already know this one. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Isn't that awesome? 2 Timothy 3:16. Scripture is God-breathed and inspiring for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Well, let's get equipped. That's what we're here for. That's what this program does, is equip and educate you in your walk with Christ, because he, Jesus, is Lord, not us. 1 Chronicles 29:11 and 12. I think you'll like this. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord. You are exalted as head over all. God owns it. He controls it. He is the head of it. And that's where we need to learn to surrender control and give up control to God. First of all, God and only God is really in control. We don't have control. We may think we do. So we need to give up control and give surrender to God. Surrender to God all we have and all we are. And also another economic principle that derives from these scriptures is that God's the owner. That gives him the right to demand accountability from us, okay? And it's a sin if we say, no, we're not giving up ownership. I think it's a sin. You know, we don't hear that word that much anymore. Well, sin is sin. And to say I'm owner is a sin. It's not just wrong, it's a sin. And to do things with finances and money management areas that is not showing that God is the real owner, that's a sin. And that's where we need to really think about these things, I think, and say, well, what do I do with my finances? Well, what you do with your finances says what you believe, says what you really think. Either your owner or God. It can't be both. And it can't be a mixture either of both. God 16%, me 84%, or God 71% and me 29%. That's a sin too. It's wrong. God is the only owner. And what we do with our finances says what we really believe about who is the true owner, us or God. So I think that's very important. We need to release ownership, release control, surrender control to God. Very, very important. And since Jesus is Lord and Savior of our life, he's definitely the commander, the captain, the Lord of the financial area of our living, of our relationship with him. So that's very, very important, okay? And what we do says what we really believe. A lot of people say, oh, Tom, I already knew God's the owner. Well, let's see what you do with your checkbook, your check register, your spending, your investing, all your time and talents. That says what you really think and what you really believe. So I think that's very important. We need to remember that. And God will bless us. He will bless us for obeying him. How will he bless us? That's up to him. He knows best. It could be financial, tangible, intangible, tangerine. No, just kidding. It could be intangible. I'm off on the tangerine thing here. It could be a tangible blessing or intangible. It's up to God. See, that's what you get with your financial planner with a face for radio. He sometimes mixes his words. I think I want a tangerine right now. Anyway, your financial planner with a face for radio will continue on right now. So let's move forward. Okay, so we're talking today, too, about Deuteronomy. And I think that's where we have some great scripture that I enjoy. And there's a great lesson in Deuteronomy for today, which we're going to be getting to that as we come up to the break. So after the break, we'll talk about the scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 through 20, and what the economic principles are and how to apply it, and then the prayer of change. I want to also remind you that that music from Bonnie Moore of Monrovia, California, the harp and praise and hymn music, so cool, so awesome. You can hear Bonnie's music on her website, bonnieharpsong.com. Okay? So go to the website and listen to her music. It's great. bonnieharpsong.com. And thank you, Bonnie, for supplying the harp music and the hymn music. It's great. Okay, we'll catch up with you after the break, and we'll talk about Deuteronomy, the economic principles, and how to apply them, and then the prayer of change. Okay, God bless. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, we're back from the break. Let's start again and talk about Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 through 20. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands has produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will be surely destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. That is heavy. That is serious. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you the ability to produce wealth. Wow, what a great passage of Scripture. And that's important. A lot of times I think when people live and they are blessed with abundance, they tend to forget God. They forget He is the blesser. He's the one that gave out the blessing, the gift. We didn't do it, even though we may think we did. We may believe we did. We earned it. We worked for it. No, wrong. Deuteronomy 8:18. He gave us the ability to gain wealth. God did. Not Tom, not you, listener, not anybody. If it wasn't for the Lord, we wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have the ability to get it. That scripture confirms that economic principle. You know, it's important, I think, too, in an economic principle here, that we don't drift away from God and forget Him, and that we don't do that and start focusing on our gain, our possessions, our growth, our increase. We've got to be very, very careful not to drift away from God, and also not to focus on the material, the asset, the possession, the gain, the growth, the job title, whatever it is that's steering us away from the Lord. Very, very important economic principle. It really is. It keeps saying in this passage, don't be proud and don't forget God. God gave it to you. You didn't do it. I didn't do it. Very, very important. And we mustn't think with the quote in verse 17, my power and the strength of my hands has produced this wealth for me. That's ego. That's arrogance. And all of that comes before the big fall, as you know. Pride goes before the fall. So we must be very, very careful in God's economy not to follow other gods, our wealth, focus on our assets, our material, our growth, our gain, that kind of thing, and to think that we did all this. That would be a major, major mistake. It's a sin. So I'm saying that to you folks because we need to have humility. We need to have brokenness. Not focus on the gain, the asset, the growth. God wants us to be humble. Psalm 51:17, thou dost not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. The sacrifices of God are a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. I think that is very critical. It's the attitude, my friends. It's the attitude. We mustn't have the attitude that we did it, we gained it, our hands produced our wealth. Big time arrogance is coming. And that leads to all kinds of issues and problems. Instead, we need to be humble. We need to be broken, like Psalm 51:17 explains. That's very important. And the Lord has a valid concern for us. This is also another economic principle. He knows that prosperity can lead to pride. Arrogance was the sin that cast Satan out of heaven. And can make Christians backslide into the mud. And so a haughty spirit puts us above God. We're making ourselves mini gods in a way, or creating an idol out of ourselves. Look what we've accomplished, you know, that kind of thing. And that breaks the first commandment in Exodus 20. I think we need to be very, very careful. And before I go any further, I'd like to just tell you a little bit about the application side. And to do that, I want to remind you that application is about stories, and stories are about people, okay? That's what application is about. Humans, relationships, people. And I know a guy. I won't tell you his real name. I'll say another name to protect the innocent, like the old Dragnet TV show. I'll call him Robert. And Robert had a big ego, a lot of money, self-employed business, a millionaire, very successful. Owned his own company. You know, he did it. He worked hard and he felt like he was successful because of himself. And that's where he was. He was a Christian, is a Christian to this day, but he had one foot in Christianity and one foot out of Christianity. Well, one day he got sued by some angry people who felt like he took away their patents and their inventions. Long story short, he ended up with nothing. But he still had God, he still had Jesus Christ. His wife supported him and stuck with him, but he went bankrupt. Was he broken? Oh, yeah. He came to me, Tom, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, I'll believe it. I'll believe anything. I've seen it for 27 years. Hundreds and hundreds, thousands of people with different stories, different situations. And I said, tell me why this happened, Robert. I think I'm getting the drift about what happened. Now tell me why. You went bankrupt. You lost your business. You're broke. Yep, I'm broke. How come? He said, you know, Tom, I wish I could blame the government or the patent office in Washington, D.C., or these people that said I took their patents and inventions. I really didn't. But, you know, I really blame myself. I said, how so? He said, I got too big. I was the king. I was on the throne. It was about me. This is the best thing that could have happened to me, Tom. And I said, the best thing that could have happened to you? Are you kidding? Or just telling me that to make me feel good about what you're saying? He said, no, it was the best thing that could have happened to me. And the reason it is because I had a very prideful perspective. All my prosperity made me feel like I was king, kind of my own god. My wife thought, what happened to the Robert she married? This isn't the same Robert. This is not the same man I married. I said, well, have you gone to your wife and worked through it? He said, yep. Jenny is happy with me. We're broke, but we've come a long way in our relationship. I had to repent and confess and get right with God again. I said, have you? He said, yes, I have. Tom, I'm glad the business is gone, but now we need to rebuild. I said, okay, well, just remember where your success came from in the first place. He's all, I know. I know it is now. I know where it came from now. But at first, I felt like I did it. I felt like I made this. I'm rich. I've got the money. Look what I've done because of what I have done. I. And he was very remorseful, kind of like David in Psalm 51. But he knew he had made a major mistake. So he really was broken, and he'd come back to earth. Let's put it that way. It's just amazing. His relationship with his wife, Jenny, did succeed. They're rebuilding as of this moment of our broadcast. And he's very talented. God gave him some great gifts. Problem is, it was all about Robert. His ego, his pride, look what he did. And that's where Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 10 through 20 are so important. Because Robert even admitted to me at one time he forgot God. Not a good thing. You know, we're going to close in about a minute, and I'd like to pray. But if you need a financial plan that's biblically based, Christ-centered, give me a ring, 800-386-3700, or go on the website, theeconomyofgod.com. Again, the phone number, 800-386-3700. It's Tom Meglia, financial coach, financial planner. And let's get a game plan that honors Jesus Christ. I don't want to go into eternity not honoring God, do you? I want to look back someday saying I honored God with everything that already belonged to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. We love you and praise you, Jesus, forever. I pray that all of us, Lord, the listener, myself, people here at the station, will submit to you as owner and only the one and true owner of everything. And that our actions would emulate that, Lord, that the things we do would honor you, God, for your glory, not ourselves. Our finances belong to you, Lord. Help us to follow you and to bring people to you, Jesus, and grow in you in our walk with you. And in your name, Jesus Christ, amen. All right, God bless. We'll see you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.